Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shulamit Rubin, and today we are studying Megillas Rus, Perek Aleph, Chapter 1. Megillas Rus unfolds like a story told in four chapters, but don't be deceived. Written by Shmuel HaNavi, this Megillah contains within it the seeds of Malchus Beis David, the Davidic dynasty, and anticipates our very destiny as a Jewish nation. Who was Rus? Tradition has it that Rus and Arpa were princesses, Moabite princesses, who married Mahlon and Kilion upon the death of Elimelech, after he and his wife Naomi and two sons left Beis Lechem at a time of starvation and sought their fortune in the fields of Moab. We can glean additional information about Rus from examining the origin of her name. The Medrash Lekach Tov records three different derivations of the name Rus. The first is from Brachos Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, which says, she was named Rus sheyatza mimena David, Sheriva LaHakadosh Baruch Hu B'Shiros V'Sishpachos. She was named Rus because David, her descendant, would saturate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our God, with song and with praise. A second idea, Davar Acher, she was called Rus Shara'asa Divrei Chamosa, which is a play on the sound, Rus, Rasa. She saw the words of her mother-in-law. Now that's interesting because we generally hear, not see, but as we examine the words that her mother-in-law said to her in Perek Aleph, we will see that there is more to it than what meets the eye. And finally, Davar Acher, she was called Rus, perhaps. Third suggestion, Shahaisa Rotetes min Ha'avera, that she trembled as if scalded from the prospect of sin, lest she sin or, God forbid, cause another to sin. Now, I would like to suggest that these three ideas are all played out in the Megillah. The Megillah has four chapters, and each one really focuses on a different aspect of Rus's personality. And Rus being a ger tzedek, a giores, really represents the fullness, the completion, the whole personality of a person who stands before God, choosing to join the Jewish nation. Now, there are, in fact, four chapters, but only three ideas about Rus's name. That is because the central two prakim, Beis and Gimel, share one theme. It's simply played out in two different ways. Now, these names of Rus also encompass the three amudim, the three central pillars of Judaism. As it says in Pirkei Avos, Al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid, Al HaTorah, Ve'al HaAvodah, Ve'al Gemilus Chasadim. The three great pillars of Judaism are Torah, Avodah, which is service, divine service, and Gemilus Chasadim, loving kindness. So today we are charged with looking at Perek Aleph. Which of these three ideas would we find in Perek Aleph? Now it's important to remember that these three amudim are also corresponding to the three spheres in which we live out our lives in an expanded and integrated way. We have relationships that are bin adam l'chaveiro, between man and man, bin adam l'makom, between man and God, and bin adam l'atzmo, between man and himself. Let's see what Perek Aleph teaches us. Well, unfortunately, by the time we get to Pasuk Hey in Perek Aleph, Elimelech has passed on, Mahlon and Kilion are no longer alive, and of the family that left Eretz Yisrael, it is only Naomi, and now she was bereft of husband and children, and saddled with two Moabite daughters-in-law. And right away, we see that Naomi seems rather pressed to dissuade her daughters-in-law from continuing on with her to Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Ches says, "Batomer Naomi l'shtei chaloseha lechna shovna isha leves ima." Go. It's time to return to your mother's home. And I implore that Hashem should repay you for the great chesed that you have done with the dead, your husbands, and with me. And she sincerely wishes them to be at peace, but they protest. They say, no, we want to return with you. But Naomi makes a very, very strong argument against their return with her to Israel and to the Jewish nation. She explains to them that they have absolutely no future there. She is too old to have any children, and they cannot hope to find another husband in Israel. At that point, the halacha that allows a Moabite or an Ammonite woman to marry within the fold of Judaism had not been publicized and had not been clarified. And therefore, Naomi is warning her daughters-in-law that there are no marriage prospects in Israel. She also points out to them that they have no financial future. Yatzah bi yad Hashem. She has no husband. They have no husbands. How will they support themselves? At that point, Arpa kisses her mother-in-law and leaves her. But it is Rus who clings, Verus davka ba. Now, of the three names that we gave, the three origins of the name of Rus, what is showcased right here is Rus Shera'asa Divrei Chamosa. She had tremendous insight and she saw beneath the surface of what her mother-in-law was saying. Although on the surface her mother-in-law said, go, return, Rus understood that the deeper message was really, who are you? What are your motivations? Why do you wish to return with me? Do you think that you will lead a life of luxury, of dignity, of honor within the Jewish nation? Once Rus realized that there was absolutely no personal gain in returning, she knew that this is the moment to declare herself that she wished to return for the sake of God. Rus was determined to prove to Naomi and to herself that she was committed to Yiddishkeit for no ulterior motive, that she was willing to undertake this conversion even if it was a solitary journey, ben adam la'atzmo. With utmost sincerity and mesiras nefesh, Rus speaks some of the most memorable words in all of Tanakh. Do not entreat me to leave you, to return and not follow. Ki elasher telchi eilech, for where you go, I shall go. Ubasher talini alin, and where you lie, I shall lie. Amech ami, your nation is my nation. Belokayach elokai, and your God is my God. Chazal tell us here that Rus was not dissuaded by Naomi's warnings and accepted upon herself the 613 mitzvos and the repercussions for not following them. The Gra says that Rus is a gematria of 606, because here she accepted the 606 mitzvos. She had already been obligated in the Sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach. And it was with unity of purpose, vatelachna shtehem. The two of them walked back to Beis Lechem, like Avram and Yitzchak before them, with a unity of purpose and a single-mindedness. Together, they would face their future. Together, they sublimated ego and walked on together, accepting the Ol Malchus Shamayim and determined to perform Hashem's will. Rus, Shara'asa Divrei Chamosa. Rus, through her insightful comprehension of her mother-in-law's words, she gained entry into the Jewish nation, and by accepting the 613 mitzvos upon herself, she grasped the Amud HaTorah, the pillar of Torah that will then support Rus for the rest of her life. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.